Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Pay Attention, Please, Hollywood Life's Real Housewives podcast. I'm Chris Rogers.
And I'm Eric Tedesco.
And we are super excited because we have none other than Real Housewives of Atlanta icon, Kenya Moore. Hi, Kenya.
Come on, icon. Yes. Yeah. Love an
icon. Welcome. It's such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm really excited.
Yeah. Now you are actually here to promote an awesome new show that you're partaking in, Fox's Special Forces, The Ultimate Test, which looks so insane. Yes. You know, you and a few other celebrities partake in some of the harshest, most grueling challenges picked by Special Forces soldiers. What made you want to jump on board for this show?
You know what? I had some very, notice I said the word had, some I would have to say, how do I categorize it? Not fears. Okay, we can say fears. Fears, phobias that I wanted to overcome, but I always teach my daughter who just turned four, Brooklyn, to be fierce, to be fearless and fierce and all of that. And I wanted to show her and walk the walk and not just talk the talk.
Yeah.
So now she can say, you know, my mommy, she brags, my mommy jumped out of an airplane backwards into the ocean. Yeah. I mean, not an airplane, a helicopter backwards into the ocean.
So are you excited?
She loves bragging to people about that.
Are you excited to watch it with her?
I'm so excited, but I always want to get a screener of each episode because, you know, you just never know what they're going to show.
Right.
And I mean, it was, when I tell you it was the world's toughest test, I can't imagine anything in my entire life being tougher than that. Even giving birth was probably easier than this show.
Wow.
Yeah. Cause obviously
and I almost died giving birth. So that's saying a lot.
So I guess I take it then your experience between Housewives and doing Dancing with the Stars 2 years ago, did that have any impact on you doing the show? How different was this experience?
Well, Dancing with the Stars was physically demanding in a different way, just like learning routines and the grind of it all and being, you know, the pressure of it being a live show. This one was completely different. I mean, they're not even remotely similar. Mm-hmm. This one was just like, they just would throw things at you. You had no idea every day. It was like every day you were being kidnapped. you were sleep deprived. You were basically, they starved us. We were on an 800 calorie a day diet, physically working, doing these exercises, probably 16 hours in a day, not having any sleep, being woken up in the middle of the night for any challenge. It was grueling.
Yeah.
Sleeping on cots in the desert in the Middle East in 130 degree weather with no plumbing.
Yeah, sounds worse than Survivor.
Baby, it's so much worse than Survivor. But also, you're doing these military exercises that only, you know, these special elite special forces know how to do and have been trained for the minimum amount of training is like 4 years. And a lot of them don't make it because they die. So just imagine them putting us through these exercises in a matter of 2 weeks. And you kind of like go crazy and like lose your mind. You're cut off from your family, your friends, any outside where you don't have your phone, you don't have your computer, you don't know what's going on. All you know is if you hear the DS calling you, which is the drill sergeant, you have to be in full uniform with your 35 pound basically backpack on your back at all times at a moment's notice. So we couldn't sleep because we would all get into this crazy trouble if we were not at attention, you know, on our marks at a certain, you know, after the drill sergeant would call us. So that could have been any time of the day.
What kind of trouble did you guys get into?
A physical punishment.
Oh, okay.
You just wait until you see. I can't even describe to you the things that they, I mean, crawling on your hands and knees in the sand with rocks and cigarette butts and just all kind of stuff. Push, you know, 100 push-ups. This obstacle course that no human, you know, can get through. You know, crawling through the mud, diving in dark water that you don't even know what's in it. When I tell you it was insane.
How was it not having glam? Because of course, glam is a big part of being a Real Housewife. How is not having,
you know, what's so crazy? I mean, listen, I had lashes on because I can't go anywhere without my lashes. And at some point I found some scissors and I'm like cutting them off. One of the girls was cutting her extensions off after the first day. I saw her taking scissors to her extensions. Interview, one of the ladies was wearing lipstick and, you know, we couldn't even have makeup. So I'm like, how did she get that lipstick? Yeah,
where'd she get that? Snuck it in, I guess.
She smuggled in some lipstick. I was so mad.
I can only imagine that there were some sort of injuries throughout the process.
Well, I have to say, and they may not like me to say this, but the first day someone went out in an ambulance for sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Helicopter, or what did they call it when you
medevaced?
Something
like that. That happened first exercise we did. So
did the person come back or were they gone?
Oh, gone.
Oh no.
Definitely. I mean, if your fear didn't take you out, your injuries would take you out.
Yeah.
Did you have any long-term injuries after the show when you got back from filming?
No, I mean, I had an injury from, you know, ironically from Dancing with the Stars, I had some knee injuries. So those were unresolved from back then. So they were definitely kicking my butt when I was out there because there was a lot of running in the sand in full uniform, boots, jackets in, you know, 130 degree weather.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
I think I'd be
gone with 35 pounds on your back the whole time.
Jesus.
I'd personally probably be gone on the second day.
Yeah.
You would just tap off.
That's pushing it.
You'd be like, I'm sorry, honey. This is not for me. Wait, where's my margarita? No margarita? Oh, I'm gone.
Yeah.
So is there ever... Obviously,
go ahead, Eric.
I was going to ask, obviously this was such a grueling experience. Did you think about not lasting the whole time? Was quitting on your mind?
You know, I'm not a quitter and I'm extremely competitive, but I was just surprised because there were, you know, we didn't know who the cast was. So there were professional athletes, there were Olympians that won gold medals, you know, and I'm like, how in the hell am I here? You know, I was the oldest woman there. Competing with girls that have like, you know, Carly. Like Carly won, you know, won an Olympic medal. A lot of them did. And so I felt like they were like ahead of us because physically they were used to like grueling training and you know, and I wasn't. So, it was a little scary to see who our competition was.
Yeah.
Out of everyone that did join the show, who surprised you the most and why?
I think, you know, ironically speaking, I'm not just saying this because it's me. I think I surprised a lot of people again, being that, you know, I'm from this beauty background, I'm from, you know, a reality show where it seems like it's glitz and glamour. And I was the oldest woman. Well, no, yeah, I was the oldest woman there. So I think they were really surprised at how tough I was. But I was like, honey, I'm from Detroit. You know, this is Detroit top right here. This rivals what I have to go through on Real Housewives. So in that regard, I was prepared. But yeah. I think I surprised a lot of people. Even one of the DSs, I remember we had a fight scene. And I'll just give you this little, you know, tidbit. Mm-hmm. I actually was the best fighter. So ooh, I was like, ooh. Oh, that's because I'm from Detroit. Yeah.
Don't mess with Kenya.
Yeah.
Who did you bond with the most?
Bonded. Gosh, I loved Mel B. She was amazing. Mm-hmm. I really loved Mel B. Carly was amazing. I love her spirit. She was I just loved her from the moment I saw. I was like, that's a beast. Mm-hmm. Like one beast can tell another beast, but I was like, oh, she's gonna make it to the end. I can't tell you if she did or didn't, but I could see the fighter in her. Even though I didn't physically recognize who she was when I first saw her because she had a cap on and she just didn't, you know, look the same from when I remembered her. But when I saw her, just her interaction with people, I could tell she was just really so serious. So I was like, oh, that's a beast. That's a beast. And so we were also very close where we had to all sleep in a tent together. Mm-hmm. We were very close in proximity. So we had some nice talks. So I really liked her a lot too. And I bonded a lot with Dwight Howard too. He was amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I bonded a lot with a lot of them. Yeah. Some of them not so much because, you know, again, the show went so fast and people would come and go. Mike Piazza was a sweetheart. Like we had a lot of things in common. He cracked me up, just his personality and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It was a lot of them. I just really enjoyed them all, actually.
Yeah. Were there any preconceived notions about anyone that maybe someone proved you wrong or anything like that?
So Beverly was a surprise. You know, I thought, you know, just by looking at her, she kind of seems, you know, she's a very small, you know, she's small, but she's tough. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's tough. She's a tough girl. And I was very proud of her and how she was just so determined despite her size. She was so determined to advance. So I was really proud of her, happy, you know, with her. And surprised. Mm-hmm. I would have to say, you know, Mel B shocked me because, you know, I didn't know much about her other than like the Spice Girls, but you know, she surprised me because she really wanted to prove something to herself. And I admired that in her. Mm-hmm. And again, like Dwight, I didn't know much about him. But the athletes definitely came to play. They came to be the last one standing.
They have a little bit of an advantage there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, come on. And my buddy, who's all through the trailer, the sexy guy. I'm just gonna say the sexy guy. But anyway, I was like, did you have to wear tidy whities every time? Like, did you have it's to, the only though. Underwear you brought was tidy whities?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Did you have any takeaways from Jamie Lynn Spears? Because obviously there's so much in the press a couple of years now about Britney and her. Did you have any takeaways about her? And did she talk about Britney or did you ask?
I didn't ask, you know, I try not to let you know, what the world says or what people say online affect mm-hmm. how I feel about someone, because I wouldn't want them to do the same, you know, to me, or have a preconceived notion or not like me because, you know, of some stuff that they've read. But she was a sweetheart to me. She actually was. I never asked her about Britney. I am a fan of Britney. I rooted for her to basically be emancipated. and so I just tried not to judge her because I don't know their whole story. I just know what people have said in the press. But I'm happy for Britney. I see she's dancing every day. I follow her. Yeah. and if she's happy, I'm happy, you know.
The scene of Jamie jumping out of the helicopter at the beginning of the trailer is kind of insane. Did you all have to do that?
We all had to do it. Oh, first day. That was day one.
Wow.
Literally day one. That was our very first exercise.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to see that and more. Yeah.
I was gonna ask, did any of the other housewives reach out once you did the show when they saw that you were in the cast? Did any of them have anything to say about you being a part of this?
So many people reached out. Yeah, a lot of them. Like, I can't believe you did that. What was it like? You know, why did you do it? You know, those same questions. And I was like, mm-hmm. I had something to prove to myself and for my daughter. Yeah. I just wanted her to show that her mommy is a badass. Mm-hmm. You know, not only am I a shade assassin, but I can also jump out of airplanes and helicopters and off the sides of buildings and scale mountains. I never knew I could do any of that.
I could see Sanya doing well.
I called Sanya. I actually called. She was one of the first people I called. I'm like, when I found out who the cast was, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Sanya, you're an Olympian five times over. You know, you're a champ. Like, how do I compete with these people? You know, so I was sharing my experience with her more than anyone else. Just because I thought she could understand it, you know?
Yeah. Now you guys are in the process of filming season 15 of Real Housewives. I know you're still early on, but what can you tease about sort of any drama, you know, viewers can expect?
Wow. I mean, it was drama from day one. Like the first time we all got together, and it was only a week into the shooting. And it was just like all kind of crazy drama. Like this one was getting into it with this one. And I had somebody's boyfriend getting into it with me. I was like, it was like explosions going off everywhere I looked. And I was like, what the hell is happening? Am I back at, you know, celebrity forces? Like, what is happening here? Yeah. Special forces. Yeah. I like to see how they do against these, you know, these housewives.
Yeah.
For sure. Do you guys have you guys gone on any cast trips yet for season 15, or are there any?
Yeah. Plans? Yeah. We went on one and we're going on another one soon.
Are we getting an international trip this year?
Of course, honey. Season 15.
Oh, yes.
This is season 15. We cannot not go on an international trip.
And how are we feeling about
a fabulous location too?
Nice.
We're excited for that. How are we feeling about the newbie, Courtney? Is that her name, Courtney?
I don't know if she's a newbie. So, I mean, we have some friends of the show. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you guys have to, you know, see how it plays out. Yeah. I don't think that any real decisions have been made, but we have a few, you know, we have Manietta, we have, you know, some, if you watch my Instagram, you'll see a couple of friends that, you know, will pop in. Mm-hmm. So
do you like when new people come into the show?
I like it when they're good.
When you get along with them, like Sanya, you and Sanya, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get along with someone to know if they're good for the show or not. You know, for me, it's always been, you know, the show is my babe, you know, one of my babies. I've been on the show for 10 plus years now. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get along with several other girls, but I never said that they weren't good for the show. But when they're not, you know, it's kind of, it's hard for me because it's like, I'm not in charge of casting.
Yeah. So,
yeah, it's hard when you don't feel like someone is a good fit, but it takes, you know, other people a minute to figure it out.
Yeah. I've seen some rumors, and they're just rumors, but stuff about talks of Portia coming back. Have you guys filmed with her at all this season yet?
No. Okay. Yeah, no.
Now,
I was going to say, she just got married recently. Did you score an invite to that wedding? Where do you guys stand? Have you been in touch with her?
I haven't been in touch with her. It's not like we're not enemies or anything. Yeah. And I think my invite got lost in the mail because I kept checking every day and it never showed up. So I had the
address wrong.
Yeah, I think she got the address wrong. She mixed up the letters and the numbers of my address.
I saw Nini was there. So that's
with no bra on, apparently. Yeah, that was interesting to see.
And Kim Zolciak.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. She was partying from a hotel.
What's that?
She came from a hotel.
Maybe.
I came from houses foreclosed
on. I'm not sure if it was.
Yeah, we don't know where she's living now.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Kenya, where is everything going on with your divorce from Mark? I mean, where is that currently status? And is that going to be involved in the upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, it's the world's longest divorce. I have to say, I disagree with Kanye on most everything, except for we want prenup. So yeah, unfortunately, I didn't have a prenup and things are being contested and there just been many delays that were unnecessary. You know, I've been wanting to sign on the dotted line since I filed. And in Georgia, because of COVID, because of the court, the way you have to have all of these conferences and mediations, yeah, it's going to be resolved very soon, hopefully. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Just logistics need to be figured
out. Yeah, it's just, yeah, yeah.
Is there any part where, I mean, you said you're ready to sign on the dotted line. Is he feeling the same? Is it more of a logistics thing on his end too? Or do you think he wants to possibly try to work things out still?
Well, I don't think anyone goes 3 years without signing a divorce if you want a divorce. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it clearly is one person who does not want a divorce. Mm-hmm. If you are ready to move on, you will sign pretty much anything to move on. If we didn't own anything together that's significant, we didn't build anything together, we have a child together, and those, the custody was agreed upon, you know, over a year or so or more ago. So then what's left? What are we arguing about here?
Right.
We didn't build an empire together. Right. So yeah, clearly he's holding on.
Mm-hmm. Has the co-parenting relationship gotten better?
What parenting? I mean, he hasn't seen her in over a year. Mm. So there's not really a lot of parenting going on.
Mm. Yeah. I was just thinking, I loved you so much on Ultimate Girls Trip, the first one. Did you enjoy that experience? And have you been close with some of the women that you've bonded with?
Oh my God, it was the best experience. I love those girls so much. Like, I love Kyle and obviously Teresa and Melissa.
Yeah.
And Cynthia and I are really back on good terms now. So I'm happy about that. Like, I just had the best experience doing that show. Mm-hmm. And the girls were just so gracious to me and open hearted, and they were so kind, and it just was the first experience for me that allowed me to like come out of the RHOA shell,
yeah,
and be seen in a different light, and really just be who I am without being put into a box.
Mm-hmm. I almost feel like even Teresa was almost a different person on the show. There's just you guys going into this, you almost didn't go in fearing who's going to come at me for something or another.
Yeah.
It's sort of just fun and
very natural.
I mean, obviously you have butted heads here and there, but you didn't go into it fearing that, I feel like.
No, I mean, you know, with RHOA, I just feel like I always had a big, you know, target on my back. I was always the one that people wanted to be the fallout guy, mm-hmm. and, you know, the villain, the this, the that. And undeserved most of the time. Mm-hmm. And I think when we did Ultimate Girls Trip, which I, in my opinion, was the best one so far. I mean, it was just so amazing.
It was really good.
It was just so great, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't fabricated. It was organic. Mm-hmm. Everything was born out of real conflict. It wasn't as though we were making stuff up or saying things or having mm-hmm. to prove anything. We were all stars of our, you know, respective franchises. So we came in with a certain, you know, you know, we set the precedent for what the girls' trips should be, I think. Mm-hmm. And it was just one of the best experiences of my life.
Nice. Well, you
spent a lot of time with Teresa and Melissa. Were you surprised? I know you were also at Teresa's wedding. Were you surprised that things are bad right now with them? Was that a surprise to you?
That is a surprise to me. Like they love each other. They get along. They were great on the trip together. They had some disagreements, but they worked it out. It wasn't anything that was, detrimental to them moving forward. So when I saw that they are not even speaking to each other, I'm like, please don't let this be true. Please. Yeah. And it was just heartbreaking. I love them both, you know, and I don't want to split the baby down the middle. So I'm just hoping and praying that they both work it out. They're family.
Yeah.
Well, and Teresa's happy. Of course, we did the huge DirecTV commercial together. And that was so much fun. Awesome. Yeah. And Kyle too. It was just great. Mm-hmm. It's just been a great year for me.
Yeah. And we're so excited to see, obviously 2023 is already bringing you great things as well. We're super excited to see Special Forces World's Toughest Test when it premieres on Fox in January.
Yes. January 4th, Wednesday, January 4th. So new year, new project.
Yeah.
And, so many great things are happening, and hopefully it brings, you know, me being officially single, more projects I can announce, and great things in my personal life. So
well, thank you so much, Kenya. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see you jump out of a helicopter.
I can't wait to see me do it.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank you. Bye. All right, have a good day, guys.
You too.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.